May 27th, 1930.
May 27th, 1930, okay.
Graduated public school in Minneapolis.
In 1948. Okay, and then what town were you born in?
Edison.
Yeah, what's the name?
Edison.
Edison?
Yes.
Is that in Minnesota?
Yes, it's from Minneapolis. Minneapolis.
You think I should put Minneapolis? Or Henderson?
No. County and city are certainly appropriate.
Okay, did you get that Henderson?
I haven't heard of Henderson.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it either, but I guess. How far is it from Minneapolis?
Minneapolis is a city located in Hennepin County.
Oh, Hennepin County.
Did I say something wrong? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so what should I put down here for your place of birth? I didn't quite get it.
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minneapolis, okay. That I know. Okay. Okay, and it says that you would give permission to the Prairie History Committee to use this, anything that we've recorded, to put into our history book or whatever.
Yep.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. And they asked for your signature. I don't know, are you able to sign anything or?
I guess it's going off.
Okay. I'll just put okay. I think it's all right.
Sure.
Don't you? Okay. I was trying to figure out how long we've known each other. I think it was since 1970. That's how you came to Prairie.
When did we conclude that? We joined the Prairie, and I think it must have been about the time that we got to our first building out there.
First what?
Our first building out in the country, wherever it was.
First rented building.
Oh, okay. Was that on the square, the one that was on the square?
It would be relying on you there. I think that we went from
Holy Name,
yeah.
Were you?
That's a seminary, and I never got to Holy Name, not once. And then we got to seminary down there on the square.
The YWCA.
Yeah. And I got there once.
Okay. Oh, okay, so maybe we should turn the... Do you have it on? You do, okay. All right, well, what I forgot to say is today is July 14th, Bastille Day, right? Yeah, 2017. And I'm Ruth Calden, and I'm interviewing Ward Hagstrom 916 Shorewood Boulevard, right? And so it was about, I think about 1970 then, that because we were, you know, there, I think maybe just 2 years or so, and then we went to Porto Foster after that. Okay. So I was wondering, you know, about your involvements. I've got a list of all of your talks, Lauren, that you gave to Prairie. And they're either about religion or they're about music.
Okay.
Yeah. And the titles are really intriguing. So could you tell us a little bit about your interest in music? You know, what made you give these talks, you know, about Mozart and Schubert and Gershwin and...
I think I'd rather not put it in the context of it, sorry, for reasons I will say. What reasons do I want to keep it secret?
Are you getting tired already?
No.
Did you take an instrument as a child or play the piano?
No.
Yeah,
and I do not play an instrument. And I did not learn how to sing until I got in the prairie choir 30 years later.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You always had a stronger voice than me in the choir.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, George Holden really got me going. And he denied ever having to do with it. But he had a program like he generally had. About particular composers, uh-huh. Namely George on Beethoven. Do you remember?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And he didn't remember it, but anyway, that. And then I thought, well, it was a good idea. We do more of these things, and it was fun. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then it turned out that. I had psychoanalytic ideas for the talk that were on these programs. And psychoanalysis is something that has led me to grief.
Uh-huh.
So I don't like to talk about it.
Well, you know what I thought was so unusual about your services was that you handed out music to anyone who would play a piece composed by that composer.
Yeah.
And so we had all this kind of do-it-yourself. You know, it wasn't recorded.
The first one or two were recorded. Yeah. But,
uh-huh.
Yep.
That was a wonderful idea.
Really. We had the voices at the time.
Yeah.
Although I bet we have the voices now. You just got people on course.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, Warren, that I'm going to be writing a little article, you know, for Prairie History, and it's going to be called Two Presenters Extraordinaire, and it's George and you. And then we're going to have the list of all, you see, we got a list here, I made a list of all of your programs that you gave,
mm-hmm.
And their titles, and then I have there when you gave them, and then if there's a folder, and then Bob has recorded them since 1983. They're all recorded.
Maybe not all of them, but some of them.
Yeah, yeah. And you have one too, don't you?
Right, I gave your daughter a copy of the cassette of a 1983 program on Mozart.
Yeah.
Who did that?
Yeah, and here it is. Here it is, 1983, December 11th. You gave Music in the Family, W.A. Mozart.
Yeah.
And then you got Music Among Friends, Franz Schubert, the next one. Then Dmitri Shostakovich, Music, Revolution, and Tyranny. This is really great, boy. And then this one here, Can a Secular Humanist Love Cats? What was that about? You remember that?
Yeah. Yes. Is the answer to the question?
Yes. I'm glad. This is an unusual title.
Yes. I should do that one again.
That. And then here's another one. Does religion have any redeeming value?
Yeah.
Can a UU be a Christian? So you know, Bible and saint stories. The devil is the spirit of gravity.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I think these are so wonderful, Warren.
Hold on for a minute now. See if I can dredge up anything. So, one of the things I liked about the minister, the ministers, was that gave me an opportunity to learn about it, members, new members. And I wish we could go back to the lay minister.
Yeah.
And it also was a way of, in which Prairie educates people. So one of our members before doing her lay ministry said she was utterly terrified by the prospect of teaching before a crowd or lecturing before a crowd.
Uh-huh.
And she very approval though.
Then you get to know people in depth too.
You know,
not just this one person's every Sunday sitting up, standing up there.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had any memories of people or prairie events. What sticks out in your mind when you think about all the time you spent at Prairie? Are there any persons or things that happen? We don't want to tire you out, Warren. So whenever
I should be able to say these things in a few sentences. But I can't. Maybe you can. I think it'd be a mistake not to say anything about the various controversies that Prairie has had, that might have driven people away.
Uh-huh.
It did drive people away.
Yeah. Certain issues, yeah. Remember any canoe trips?
Yeah. There must have been at least three not the Mackinac River, it was along west of the Wacket-Mackinac River. What are the favorite canoe destinations for prairie people? No?
Did you get that?
No.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that, Warren. Did you
I'm
ask
blocked on the name of a river.
Oh, you're blocking on the name of a
yes.
The
Kickapoo?
Yes.
Oh, the Kickapoo.
One that we did more than four times.
Uh-huh.
And then we also did the Mekin at least two or times.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And they were very very good and very useful. People got together more than any of the other canoe expeditions. And of course, you will surely make note of the fact that we met potential spouses there. Do you know that?
Yeah, I remember the going down the Wisconsin River too. It was an overnight. I don't know whether you were on that one.
Well, that's not the one where you really got in contact with George. That one was. Well, what's the one up there, right?
Trying to think of the name of a river?
Yep.
Yeah. My memory fails me.
Those are the only two that I was on, the Wisconsin River and the Kickapoo River.
Kickapoo, back and then going upstream, what is there, lady?
Fox River? Well, that's okay, Warren.
No.
You're trying to think of it, huh? Well, it's like putting a fish line in down into the ocean, and this fish is swimming around there and you're trying to get it.
And
that happens to me all the time.
And they were long, church-like building, and there was a central building where there was a food service. Okay, are you with me?
Food service. Connection with the river. I don't know. Can't think of it. Can you think of it? Or do you think of any other?
Where do people eat? Yeah.
Or people
their meals then. In that case.
Think about that.
Hmm?
What?
Upon Woods, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of up on the Wisconsin River.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the
bells,
uh-huh.
Anyway, people have been very, very bonding encounters there.
Yeah, that was a great place, except for the meals.
And then there were the I guess it's not nice to go by a name. So there's the...
Well, you know, we're going to have our 50th anniversary now in Prairie. September 17th.
Yep.
Which would be nice, and we'll have a history book and all the stuff.
Yep.
Which would be really good.
Ruth has been doing a lot of work on this book.
and there are four of us that are writing this book.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then other people too contributing about the issues and just
recollections from way back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And this is long enough now. There very few people are still with us who are with us. At the beginning.
Do you remember who of the other people in that Friday night group?
No.
No? Like the Jallings, were they in that? Or the Grindrods?
No, I don't.
Because I know a number of people from the Friday night group came to Prairie.
Yeah. Actually, in my case, the other members of my family went to the Friday night group first, and so the first way I came, the other members were already there, and I was sort of taken in right away. It was a circle dinner.
A circle dinner,
and. And there was John Grinrod smoking his pipe, and like Bob Willis, and
I know you were in a circle dinner for many years.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember coming here and you made salmon. It's really good with mustard cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there anything else, Warren, you'd like to remember or say?
No. I would like to say something more sociological, but can't do it offhand.
Yeah. Well, we just want to appreciate, you know, all of your contributions that you've made.
Actually, one of my colleagues in sociology wrote and published a paper about it, and the title was "On Spitting Against the Wind."
That was the title of the paper.
How difficult it was for small group like Prairie to survive for very long.
Mm-hmm. He's fitting it somewhere.
And
Miss Ferry
did it. What? What?
That's a very interesting, you know, sort of analogy. I think of it as two roads diverged in a woods, you know, Robert Frost prose. And
yeah.
We took the one that was less traveled.
Yeah, that's, yes. Yep.
But spitting in the wind, that's really a cute one.
You know, I think in his case, his major argument must have been relationships between young couples, adolescents and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, you know, remember when Rosemary Dorney and I came over and we went downstairs and we got all of your notes and folders, and so I have those, and then those are going to be in the archives in Prairie.
Yep.
So people can look at this and they'll say, oh, gee, four Hindu holy men, that sounds interesting. You know, I can get the stuff. Yeah, so that's really good. Really good. So we don't want to, you know, tire you out.
Yep.
I'm sorry we haven't come earlier. It didn't seem to work out for some reason, but anyway. Are you in any pain?
Not when I'm sitting here, I don't think. But when I try to use my knees, I sort of
then it's painful. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much for letting us come, Warren. Okay. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I have two of them. I didn't tell him about 5 or 10 minutes before and after, so he couldn't say no.
Yeah.